What is a credit union? It's a cooperative, like a food co-op or a housing co-op, but the members share money. Credit unions offer the same services you'll find in a bank, but they're different from banks. First, credit unions are owned by their members, and credit unions are not for profit. Any money the credit union makes goes right back to the members in the form of low fees and good rates. To learn more, you can go to STCU's blog at stcumoney.org.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane, where host Ryan McNeese seeks out and discusses the latest on a variety of hot local topics. Now, here's your host, Ryan McNeese.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane. I'm Ryan McNeese. I'm very fortunate to have Phil Champlin, a Hub Sports Center, with us today. Thank you, Phil, for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Phil, I think most folks know what the Hub Sports Center is, but for those that don't, give us a general description of what you're providing out there.
Okay. The Hub Sports Center, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. Our purpose is to provide events that have a positive impact on youth and community. And we're blessed with a 66,000 square foot facility that we get to do a lot of fun things in.
It is an amazing facility.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate with my own kids and activities to participate out there. So
no, it's great.
Very nice.
Yeah. So we've got five full basketball courts that we can reconfigure into indoor soccer with futsal. We can do volleyball, pickleball, badminton. We've done gymnastics, done some wrestling, martial arts. I've got some people that come right now once a month to fly remote control airplanes.
Really?
Through the wintertime.
Now that one's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How often do those hit the walls or the ceiling?
Yeah. So they're more styrofoam, so they're not
overly
heavy, so they won't damage my floor, which was my first question when we started talking about it. But battery powered. And these pilots are pretty talented with their aircraft to maneuver around
everything. Well, you're certainly
everything.
Running the gamut of activities out there. And I know, as you said, 66,000 square feet.
Correct.
Amazing facility. What would you describe the mission of the Hub Sports Center to be? And how long has it been in its current form?
Sure. So the Hub reopened the building in the fall of 2007. So 2017, we'll be hitting our 10-year anniversary, which is pretty amazing.
Time flies.
It is. So, so the purpose really is to, again, provide events that have a positive impact on youth and community. And so the bulk of what we do is very youth-focused and youth-centric. We do stuff for adults and for seniors as well. But again, the bulk of it is for those kids, high school and younger.
Well, and I think when you mention the whole gamut, whether it be seniors or kids, I know, don't you have a seniors badminton league? I think there was at one point.
Yeah, so we have some badminton, but the one I think you're thinking of is pickleball.
Yes.
That's really
it
taken off.
But what are the general ages of the folks playing?
I have a 96-year-old that comes and plays twice a week.
Oh, my gosh.
And then some 20 and 30-somethings as well.
Okay.
So the bulk of the people are in their 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And we've continued to grow that program. So now they meet five times a week. We do a Monday through Thursday from 12:30 to 2:30 is our kind of traditional drop-in time. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've got an early session for advanced players that want to come in and play a little bit more hardcore. The second Wednesday of the month, so today, we had a pickleball clinic. And then
that's
they
a
get,
great sport, actually.
Everybody can
that.
Play.
Yeah, it's great.
So,
And obviously, focusing on the youth, tell us about the 360 program. I think that's kind of a real pillar of your what you guys are offering at the Hub. Tell us a little bit about how that program came to be and what it is.
Oh, great. Thank you for asking. It's probably our marquee outreach program that we do. And as we solidified our operations and figured out how we could cover our own expenses, the first thing we wanted to do was to grow the outreach and what we could do for the community. And one of the greatest needs we identified out there was an after-school program. And so we met with Ben Small at Central Valley School District and said, "Hey, we've got this desire to provide a program for kids. How do you think we could best partner together?
How do we reach them?
Yeah,
how do we engage with those
kids?
And
what group of kids maybe needs this the most?" And so We decided on middle school as a group that's maybe underserved as an age group and needing something to do after school. And so we go from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We've got three different programs right now. So our Tuesday, Thursday group is with two schools, and they meet at the hub from 3 to 6.
How do they get there? What's transportation situation?
So the school district will bus the kids to us because the bus barn's right next door.
Yeah, good point.
And so so that works out really well, and then mom and dad come pick them up at the hub.
Okay.
And we just moved our Monday, Wednesday program off-site to Opportunity Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
That's to serve the Bowditch, North Pines, and Summit School students.
And so you really have been expanding that program.
Yeah,
and
so now we're in their neighborhood.
Maybe stating the obvious, but you've seen that program expand and the need to move it to different locations in terms of covering a larger ground, getting more people involved.
Yes, it's been very well received. The program is a combination of homework time and then physical activity. We run around and do games and active motion. And then enrichment. We're bringing in guest speakers to talk about skills, trades, industries, and talents.
Well, and I chuckle a little bit because I had an opportunity to speak to that group a couple years ago, and it really is good for the speaker themselves to go take that opportunity because it's pretty satisfying to see what these kids are, what they can do, and what they're interested in. When I came in to speak, I thought, well, I'm going to talk about the law and talk about business, and within 10 seconds of being there, I realized, as I probably should have realized before, that they're interested in a whole set of things that are relevant to their world. And it was really fascinating and satisfying to be around those kids.
Yeah, no, it's great to have people like yourself that come in from the community that can share from their perspective, from their industry, from their organization, and relate that back to these students, as well as allow the students to ask questions, like you said, that are pertinent to them right now.
No, they're absolutely engaged. It's just, I think the challenge is, or the goal, is finding what it is they're engaged in going there, getting at the level that they're interested in and going with it. I think you guys have done a great job with that. How have you guys seen at the hub? I think the name in and of itself, being the hub or the center, if you will, in our region with Kootenai County, Spokane County, have you found that to be a real advantage as to where you are in terms of the center of the athletic world between Kootenai County and Spokane County?
No, absolutely. I tell people that we're on the way to everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, 15, 20 minutes, you're downtown Spokane, 15, 20 minutes, you're downtown Coeur d'Alene. And we draw very well from North Idaho.
I'd imagine you do.
We serve, I would say, the greater Spokane and Coeur d'Alene communities. Probably 75-80% of the people that come to the hub are from this region, probably within a 20-mile radius of where we're located.
I don't think you could talk to, and I'm sure this is the same in all sports, but I don't think you can talk to a coach or what have you of any young kids playing basketball that they're always looking for gym space, whether it be at the local church, whether it be middle school, high school, elementary. The hub obviously is providing that resource for a lot of these teams. Isn't that right?
Yes, we like to think of ourselves as kind of that neutral third party. We don't really have a vested interest in any particular club or any particular organization.
So whether it's AAU, YMCA, et cetera.
Exactly. We want to try and maximize the use of this building. We want to be good stewards of the resource. So however we can find ways to work more groups and more teams in, we really bend over backwards a little bit to try and find time and this time of year, it's a challenge because there's so many people that want to come inside and play and practice and do their thing. And
supply and demand,
so,
right?
Yeah, we're having to turn some people away at this point.
What would you say the highest demand for what particular sport, or is it just across the board pretty high demand?
Well, this time of year, as we head into the fall and the winter time, you've got your YMCA and your AAU basketball seasons going, as well as basketball season in general.
And you guys just had a pretty big tournament, I believe, this weekend with AAU between the warehouse, the hub, fitness center, I believe.
Correct. Correct.
Was that a success?
Oh, yes. It was fantastic.
Good.
The AAU Hoop Fest organization is wonderful to work with. And that was their Boo Ball Fall Classic.
Boo Ball, that's what it was.
And it was amazing. We were going 12 hours a day Saturday and 12 hours a day on Sunday with games and activities.
Well, providing a resource like this that, as we're discussing, is very necessary for our area in terms of supply and demand and the need for the gym space. There's obviously a business element to it in the sense that you need to administrate and be, as you said, a steward for this facility. Tell us a little bit about what you've tried to do recently to really keep this thing going and available for the community.
Sure. We've really looked at diversifying the events and activities and the groups that come in to use the facility. So we're not just basketball.
Right.
We're not just volleyball. But
you're not tied to one sport.
Absolutely, because you know one sport, maybe one season, we've got 12 months a year that we have to
right.
to make ends meet. And so we've tried to expand our horizons beyond just the wintertime and what we do and what we provide and groups that we can work with and people that need the space that we can offer. And so we've really been able to get to a point now that we know where the core of our revenue is going to be coming from, and most of that's from a renewable business that's going to be there year after year.
Right.
And then we look to find gaps in service with different organizations or different sports to maybe something we can fill in, or we hear a demand from a certain community that says, hey, it'd be great to have a volleyball tournament this weekend.
Right.
Or there isn't anything for the soccer community to do inside on hardwood.
Yeah, that futsal game is of interest because that's a pretty new phenomenon, isn't it?
I mean, they've been, of course, the Brazilians have been doing it for a long time.
okay,
and so
enough said.
But I mean, futsal is a great way for the soccer community to keep touches on the ball.
Right.
With playing on a basketball court, obviously, if you make a bad touch, that ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover for somebody else. So they really have to work on their footwork, on their spacing. And so that type of possession type soccer game and practice translates very well to what they want to do in the outdoor game.
Right.
And
no,
so the coaches have found it very beneficial to play futsal through the wintertime and be so much farther ahead when it comes to spring.
I think, as you said, the touches, the repetition, it makes all the sense. Baseball players, you hear about that too. What are we going to do in the winter? Let's come right back. Let's take a short break and come right back with Phil from the Hub Sports Center.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
Saving for big goals can be intimidating, but small steps over time can really add up. If you create a basic safety net, start early, take advantage of an offered match, and prepare for the long haul, it can be done. Read or watch more about these basic tips of saving for the future at stcumoney.org.
Hi, this is Tom Sawyer of Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, and we're very excited to start our first year at our new location just on the north side of Kendall Yards. Come and enjoy a great cup of coffee and see the display of coffee memorabilia dating back to the 1800s. Or pick up a pound of our freshly roasted coffees to make at home. We're open Monday through Saturday starting March 5th. Or find us at TomSawyerCountryCoffee.com. Come watch us perk up when you walk in.
Home. That word means so much more than its four letters suggest. R, that letter, stands alone. When you see someone wearing a blue block R, you're talking with a realtor. Your local neighborhood realtor can help you find your first home, your next home, or help you sell the one you have. Next time you think home, think realtor. The brand makes the difference. This message brought to you by the members of the Spokane Association of Realtors.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Spokane. I'm Ryan McNeese, and here with Phil Champlin of Hub Sports Center. Phil, we're just chatting about all the different amenities of the Hub Sports Center and clearly the need for a venue like this in our area, which is serving Kootenai County, Spokane County, et cetera. I'm guessing you have, I know from this AAU tournament, you have folks coming from Montana, Portland, all over.
Yes.
So to have a facility like this, and if you've been to the Sports Center, I think anyone would say it is extremely clean, well taken care of. I think you mentioned five gymnasiums or five courts.
Yes.
And we were mentioning there's a business end to this. You need to administrate and keep this opportunity alive. Let's talk about, I believe you guys have an upcoming campaign, fundraising campaign. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Oh, that'd be great. We have a tremendous opportunity to purchase the facility and make it a permanent resource for this community. There is a donor that worked with the Inland Northwest Community Foundation that has put up some funding so that we'll have the opportunity to buy this building.
That's great.
And our goal is to try and raise $3.9 million overall, $3.2 million to purchase the facility, all the assets inside. The other $700,000 would be to set up a reserve fund, an endowment to help fund our outreach and other
operating
costs
probably as well.
Yeah, right. Like I mentioned before, we've got the operating cost pretty well dialed in.
Okay.
So we know we can operate with a positive cash flow, and we've been doing so for the last 6 years.
Just from the events themselves.
Just from the events.
The booking of.
Correct. Correct. So, I mean, it's a really unique facility in that we do these community-like events, activities, as well as these events that bring people in from outside the region, from the Montana and Canada, West Side, Washington, Oregon, Idaho. And those were calculated to drive $6 million in economic impact into the community.
Well, I was just going to say, not only great to facilitate all these activities to the Hub and have the opportunity for folks to see the Hub, but I think you're spot on when you say this is great for the region. It's great for downtown Spokane, for the Valley, et cetera, restaurants, hotels.
No, exactly.
So it's really a collaborative effort.
It is, and that's why we feel so passionately about this opportunity to buy this building outright and solidify us being here for the long term so we can continue to serve the community both with recreation activities that teach such fantastic life lessons that these kids learn through sports, as well as to continue to be an economic driver for the community. You know, I'm biased, but it's a first-class facility.
It is a first-class facility.
The floor is what they call a floating floor. And so there's a gap between the car and concrete and the hardwood. And so there's less wear and tear on your joints. And so with those five basketball courts and being able to serve all these other youth nonprofit groups that we work with, if this building was to go away and disappear, the impact would be far-reaching.
Yeah, I think anybody would agree with you that's participated out there or otherwise in the Spokane athletics community. It's an amazing resource, and again, that supply and demand is pretty intense.
Absolutely,
and it's neat to see. It's neat to see the athletics in our area are growing. So with that, with the capital campaign, how is that going to work? What are the upcoming ways that someone could get involved in that? Where could they find information on getting involved with the capital campaign?
Sure. On our website, hubsportscenter.org, there's a link to our capital campaign that gets a little bit deeper in what we're doing and where we're at and how that's all going. We had a donor that is putting up a matching challenge. There's an event called Giving Tuesday. On November 29th.
November 29th.
So you've got your Black Friday. You've got your Small Business Saturday. You've got Cyber Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday is in its fifth year nationally.
Okay.
And it's about finding ways to give back to nonprofits, either with your time, talents, or treasure.
Right.
And so we've got a person that's going to match dollar for dollar the pledges that go towards the Hub's capital campaign for Giving Tuesday up to $15,000.
Okay, that's fantastic.
So it is great. We're looking for other companies that might or organizations that would want to come alongside that and also add to that match challenge. But that's the most immediate piece that people could be a part of to secure this building for future generations
and keep it going. And you mentioned that you're looking in all different sports and activities. Are there any plans for other development around that site? other opportunities.
You bet. The Spokane County and the cities of Liberty Lake and Spokane Valley are looking at an outdoor sports complex just to the east of us. Central Valley School District is looking at a site there for a middle school as well. So it's one of the things I love. I'm a big believer in that we can do more together than we can on our own.
Right, right.
And so to see the county and the cities and the school district all come together to say, hey, I think this is the right project, the right location, and if we can all come together, there's some economies of scale and benefits that we can do together
and make
this a fantastic place.
Absolutely. You mentioned the busing situation with the 360 program, the fact that you have the collaboration, the location of the admin building out there. Would this outdoor expansion, if you will, be similar to a Dwight Merkle or the same idea for North Spokane? Is it that idea that you really can bring in both your indoor and outdoor type facilities?
Yeah, so the concept that they're putting out right now has a lot of softball fields.
Okay.
And looking at making this location kind of the softball complex.
Okay.
And complementing what goes on at Dwight Merkle.
Perfect.
And so you could use both sites to have a major event and tournament. Part of this would also be looking at potentially redoing some aspects of Plants Ferry.
Oh, okay.
And making Plants Ferry kind of the soccer complex and soccer destination.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense.
And this being the softball destination. And so, so I think that there's a lot of good thoughts and ideas as part of that. I think that, you know, while we talk about the demand for indoor space, it's really a finite period of time. You're talking about maybe 3 to maybe 4 months a year.
Right.
If you can do artificial turf and lights, you can probably get play 10 to almost 11 months a year on outdoor fields. Yep. And the demand for the soccer community, for the emerging lacrosse and rugby sports, as well as football, all need space to play outside in addition to the baseball, softball community. So if we could do a big outdoor complex, I think that there's even a greater opportunity there than to add on and do more indoor space.
Well, I think as we've been saying, there's absolutely no shortage for the desire to have these locations, whether it be softball, basketball, volleyball, et cetera. And historically, didn't you also, was it wrestling or boxing? I think you had a fairly substantial event at the Hub within the last couple of years.
Yeah, we were able to host the first rounds for USA Boxing's national championships.
That's the one I'm remembering.
Yeah, the Spokane Sports Commission and the Hub and Northern Quest all came together to partner. So we got the preliminary rounds at the Hub, and then the finals and semifinals were out at Northern Quest.
Wow. See, there again, that collaboration with the commission. I think those incentives are aligned. I think the economic incentives are aligned for our area. You guys are doing a good job out there.
Thank you.
What are some other things coming up? What are we here? We're embarking on Thanksgiving coming up here in the next couple weeks. What's going to be going on at the Hub?
So we'll continue to have AAU and YMCA basketball out there. We're doing a futsal league. We're going to do a turkey shootout futsal tournament Thanksgiving weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday. So if you've got a youth soccer team that would like to come test their skills, and do that. As we get into December, we're actually going to host we're calling a drop-in shop. So December 22nd, if you want time to go get that last-minute shopping done, or if you want to wrap presents, or if you just want to drop the kids off and you and the wife go and have a nice dinner, we're going to have a spot where you can come and drop your kids off between 5 and 8 o'clock at night.
That's actually a great opportunity. You have your close proximity, obviously, to Liberty Lake, but also the Spokane Valley Mall.
Correct.
Great idea.
Correct. Hmm. So, again, if people go to our website, they'll be able to look at our calendar and find the different events that are going on.
Okay. And pre-K sports day.
Yeah, so we work with local daycares and preschools where in the wintertime they really can't get out in their play yard and get the wiggles out, so to speak. So so we've partnered with some of the local ones and are looking for others that want to come take advantage of that, where they'll come to our space, we'll do a little mini soccer, a little mini basketball clinic and run them around and it's been a lot of fun to see those little guys in there having a good time and getting some of that energy out.
Well, and you mentioned the little guys. I'm thinking back to you saying you have the 96-year-old gentleman playing pickleball. So you're seeing the 4-year-old, the 5-year-old, and the 96-year-old. That's pretty impressive as to what the facility is providing.
Yeah, we serve the whole gamut and just love it.
Well, and I know how motivated you are about the hub, and it's obvious what you're doing a great job and what you're providing. How let's kind of circle back to the beginning a bit. How did you end up at the hub?
I had the opportunity to be looking for a new position.
Okay.
And so it wasn't part of my master plan.
Isn't that often the case?
Though? Yes.
Something, this great opportunity that you've been participating in for several years, it seems like it's almost so ironic, but it's meant to be.
Yeah. So I found this job opening for executive director in the paper and had been doing most of my job search online. But I went and applied, was awarded the position, and looking back on it now, I've got no doubt this is where I'm supposed to be.
Well, I think things seem to work out that way. And I know you have a lot of support from, I think, the business community. I think you have a very active board.
Yes.
That participates. Do you guys meet on a monthly basis or quarterly? How does that work with the board members within the community?
So we have 16 board members right now that are just some fabulous people that really have the same passion about serving this community. And so we meet once a month, and we've got some committees that'll meet outside of that as well. But some people that are active and passionate about bettering this community and using this facility to be the vehicle to do that.
Well, there's no doubt you have your hands full, and you're doing a great job out there. I was there Monday night. My fourth grader had a YMCA basketball game, so we certainly appreciate the opportunity to use that facility. It's packed. Every time I go out there, it is packed. People are having fun. You got your concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll be back out there again, I think this following Monday, so I'll probably see you there. One more time, even though we hit the website, tell us where we can find Hub Sports and the calendar events.
You bet. Thank you. It's hubsportscenter.org.
Okay.
And then you can always call us at 509-927-0602.
Well, I hope people come out and see you and see what an amazing facility it is. I think anybody that gets the opportunity to interact with it will realize what we're talking about, that it's something that should be in our community. Thank you so much for being here, Phil.
You bet. My pleasure.
Let's Talk Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask us a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Thanks for listening.
Debt is a lot more common than most people realize. 20% of American households spend more than they make. It is also possible to break free of debt. No matter where you are, there are some habits you can develop to help you live debt-free. Pay down your existing debt as fast as possible. Pay with cash when you can. Stash cash for emergencies. Ask yourself if you really need to purchase something, and take some new tactics to earn more if you can. Learn more about living debt-free at stcumoney.org.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.